US yesterday. It was, or USA rather, it was National Mustard Day. So happy National Mustard Day to you, Sean. But when I say national, I mean America, not from Australia. Now try and repeat all of that to me clearly and concisely.
Happy National Mustard Day to you too, Melanie. But when we mean national, we mean America, not Australia.
Hey, that was pretty good.
What that did could you have been it word for word.
It was pretty good. What did you do yesterday for National Mustard Day? But when we say national, we mean the USA, not Australia, Sean.
I tried to bring back food.
Oh my God. Fuck.
I mean, I want to say I brought back mustard, but I mean, I didn't know it was National Mustard Day yesterday.
Well, I guess we'll have to bring it back then so we can do it again.
Yeah, we'll have to just bring back yesterday.
Oh my God. Bring back yesterday. Oh shit. This is our second attempt at doing an intro because Sean couldn't hear me before, and I asked him what he did yesterday for National Bring Back the Mustard Day in the USA, not Australia, and he said, oh, I don't know, I just had dinner. And I'm like, okay. In hindsight, that probably would have been funnier. but my audio,
it would be very on brand for me, just missing the joke. But
you can still hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Just for the viewers, no one's watching. God, no one is watching me. Even as I'm recording this, I've turned my camera off because I've got about 84 chins going. My face is red because my beloved husband gave me COVID.
Yeah.
I ran from it. You haven't had it yet, right?
No, I haven't yet.
I can't believe that out of everyone, not to put you on the spot or shame you, I'm not shaming you, I embrace you. Out of all of the people, I don't understand how you haven't had it yet. I literally don't leave this house except for if I'm going to Bunnings, walking the dog, going to some sort of appointment, whether it's the chiropractor, the masseuse, the fucking beautician. Besides that, I don't leave this house. I leave the house once to go to the bamboozle room and I get fucking COVID.
Hmm.
You're like an uber socialite.
Yeah, I'm out and about a fair bit, so yeah, I don't know.
Also, that's not to shame the bamboozle room, by the way. I still don't regret it. I actually don't think, the more I think about it, I don't think that's where I got it from. Because Adrian played soccer the following day and apparently three of his teammates had COVID. So he could have potentially got it from there. But also at this point in time, fuck, could have gotten it from anywhere.
Yeah. So it gets to that point. Now there's no contract tracing. Like you could have just had it. You could have just picked it up off someone like walking to and from the car somewhere.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. I don't know now. I've had a lot of people say to me, oh, at least your house is big enough so you can isolate from each other so you don't get it. And to be honest, everybody, I've made the decision that for my birthday last weekend, from Friday all the way through till Wednesday when Adrian actually tested positive, we were like connected at the hip, except for when he went for work. So let's be honest. Me social distancing from him from that point in time is not going to change anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Although I will say this, he has been sleeping in the spare bedroom so he can stretch out as he's been quite sick with it. And I think I'm on the way down. I think I'm on the way out now. But he's been sleeping in the spare bed and between you and I, Sean, and all of our listeners, I think him sleeping in a separate bed just further propels my idea that I think all couples should sleep in separate beds. Not just because it's the best. I love sleeping in a separate bed. I've said this to Adrian for ages. I'm like, why don't we just get two queen size beds or two king size beds? Well, I said to him, we should get a king size bed eventually. So we've got a queen size bed. And I said, eventually we just have two queen size beds in one room. And Adrian doesn't like that idea because he said that it's that's not what marriage is all about. And I'm like, but also that's not what it's about either.
I mean, there are couples that do just sleep separately. Here's the thing.
I just don't think it's a terrible thing. I think it's the best to have my own space, especially because our cat, Beth, first eliminated queen from Canada's Drag Race season two, Beth, she always sleeps under Adrian's arm, and then every morning after we feed them, the dog jumps in as well. So I'm very much of the opinion where I'm like, I don't want anyone to touch me. If we have two queen size beds, no one's going to touch me. You know what I mean?
Mean, the idea of two beds, actually two beds, two massive beds next to each other could be pretty cool.
Oh, I'm very sorry. Just blowing my nose into the microphone. Just proving to
That's okay.
everyone that this virus is real.
I
Someone.
don't think we could I don't think we could hear that anyway. It's okay.
Okay. Next time I do it, I'll make it very loud. I'll be all like,
Yeah.
oh my God. Oh my God. It's coming out of my nose.
Yeah, give
Just
it
like
that good
that.
like.
I'll be like, shh. Oh, listen to it coming out of my nose. Could you
Oh,
imagine?
guys, I'm just so.
Oh my God, the virus is coming out of my nose. Oh.
COVID.
Oh. But you know what? If anyone cares, they probably don't because no one's ever sent us a message. But we do have quite a few listeners now because Anchor Analytics are telling us. So someone's listening, they just may not be saying anything. Who knows? It may be the Lord. Who bloody knows? But
Yeah, the Lord's listening.
I will be putting it out there. I'm fine. I only just tested positive less than 24 hours ago. But to be frank, to be frank, I reckon I should have tested positive on Thursday because Thursday afternoon I started. This is going to sound a bit hormonal, and I don't mean it to, but I was getting really. I had these like mood swings, and I felt like I couldn't control it. Have you ever been like that when you're just like, you know, you're being unreasonable and you're just like, I can't control it? And I was just having these mood
Yeah.
swings and being really tired and really just confused. And I'm like, okay, I think I'm getting sick. And I had a PCR test and it was negative. And I'm like, oh, maybe it's all in my head. And then on.
It must have just been too early.
Yeah, I don't
That's
know.
the
And
case.
then on, well, here's the funny thing, right? Okay, no, I'll keep going. But on Friday, I took a rat test because I felt like there was a drip coming on and nothing. And then yesterday I was watching Tuca and Birdie. Check it out if you haven't watched it. I mean, I can't actually, you know what? I'm gonna make this as a public service announcement. I think it's quite sexist that there is nowhere for me to watch season three of Tuca and Birdie in Australia. It's like the one stupid adult gross animation show that's been created specifically for women, and I can't fucking watch it. So if anyone knows how I can watch season three, can you please message us? The Instagram is bring back the mustard, and the email address is bring back the mustard at gmail.com. But don't send me spam or viruses. Thank you. Anyway, back to what I was saying. So as I was saying, I feel like a bit of a drip, and I took a rat test, right? And it came up straight away. Like, so I did the thing, I looked at the test, and it came up straight away that I was negative. And I was like, oh, and I just kind of that was like a minute of me just looking at the test. Anyway, I went ahead and went to get dinner from the front door and put it on the kitchen counter. And I was like, oh, I've got to throw out my rat test. And I looked at it and it said I was positive.
No.
But like the second line was so faint. And this is like an hour later. So it makes me wonder, because all these other tests, I'm just like, Oh, it says I'm negative and then I'm just chucking it. So who fucking knows? I probably was positive like 3 days ago and didn't know.
And it depends on the test. It depends on the test too, because some of them have like these rules about like you don't check them 15 minutes after or something, or like 15 to 20 minutes after you're not meant to look at the result, it says. So yeah, it always depends, but yeah.
Oh, well, weird. But yeah, I
I don't
thought it
know.
was really
Yeah.
interesting. And the line was very, very faint.
Yeah, I've heard that's happened with a few people. Yeah, it comes up with like a really faint line.
Yeah, I sent it to a few people, and a friend of ours was like, oh, maybe it's an invalid test. And I'm like, Debbie, what are the chances that my husband has COVID and I get a shonky test?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think that happened to Mum when Dad was positive. I think a couple of days later, then she had like a really faint line test, and then she was positive.
I was gonna go get a PCR test today, but I'm like, oh fuck it, I'm just gonna stay here.
Yeah.
Anyway, into the episode, shall we? Pretty good
Yes.
opener from last week, right?
Yeah, it's off to a good start.
He's off to a fabulous start.
Fabulous start.
At the fabulous start. Can I say this? They've made one of the prizes on this season of Down Under is that they win a sickening supply of Anastasia Beverly Hills cosmetics. The first shot you see is someone's Alyssa Edwards palette. I really wanted to get that palette and I missed out. I don't think they're doing it anymore because I think it was just like a limited release. I
Yeah,
just
it's
thought
a
it was
bummer.
funny how it was just a casual shot of this like palette sitting on the countertop. It would belong to one of the queens, but they're like, oh, we can actually put this in the footage because it's one of the sponsored. You know what I mean? It
Yeah.
was funny. But anyway, the queens walk back in. Oh my God, Spanky's outfit is so bad.
It is.
They walk in to read Fofo's message. They can barely read Fofo's message.
Yeah, they're like, is this a bad word? Oh no, it's niece.
Like, so I'm assuming this bitch is terrible. Well, I looked at her, I'm like, oh, her handwriting. It's not, her handwriting's not terrible, but there's been better. You know what? Not Drag Race related, but I'm going to use this scene as a bit of evidence. I think we're going to move into a generation where people's handwriting is absolutely atrocious and no one's going to be able to read it.
Oh yeah, we are. Yeah, 'cause no one uses pens anymore.
No. I think that's sad, don't you think?
It is a bit, yeah.
Like my handwriting is very specific to me. Like my handwriting absolutely looks like my handwriting. It doesn't look like anyone else's. And I think that's fun. But I'd like to think that you can still read it. Your handwriting's very little, which is hilarious because you're 6'2". Now, I'm assuming the next day in the workroom or a couple of days later. And I think I'm still recovering. I think I've sprained my eyes. As in actually not I'm not saying strained, you heard me right. Sprained my
Sprained.
eyes because the amount of times that I've had to roll my eyes watching this episode, I've outdone myself. It's first instance, this scene when the queens come in and Minnie Cooper is like, now I think I hurt your feelings, yes, you know, the other day, and I just want to apologize and blah 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 blah. And Aubrey Hayes like, it's fine. You didn't really upset me. And she's like, yeah, it's just that, you know, your outfit was so shit, you know. And I think as being an older queen, I just feel it's really important to tell you how shit it is again. And Aubrey Hayes like, oh no, it's fine, it's fine. You don't have to tell me. And she's like, no. I just really want to apologize because I think I made you feel bad then, which I mean, I had total right to do so because it was absolutely shit.
Yeah,
So, I'm just going to touch you and tell you that, it's okay
Yeah.
that your outfit was really, like, it was really, really shit.
This is a very accurate, like, an
Oh.
accurate impersonation of her this entire episode.
Oh my God. And this isn't the
Oh.
first time. Oh, do you hear
Well,
that
yeah,
outside?
it's the first. Oh yeah, I could hear the bird.
Oh, Bird Queen.
I could hear that tweeting. I can't
Yeah.
even see you, but I can hear it.
Oh my God. I've just looked outside and I shit you not. There's like a whole troop of birds holding Codral night, day and night tablets for me and hygiene wipes and tissues. They've come to help me, Sean.
Vapor drop. Two more come with
I'm
vapor
like,
drops.
Snow White.
Spray.
Someday my quadruple will come. Someday.
I'm like, it's either that or like that enchanted that enchanted theme.
No, that's not the truth. I've looked out and there's a, I think it's a wattle bird, outside in the tree. And the lorikeets, I haven't actually seen them for a couple of days. I think because it's been fucking cold. I think they've, I'm pretty sure it's breeding season, so they're probably humping each other crazy elsewhere. But anyway, back to the television show. Sean, what were your fucking thoughts about this?
Oh, yeah, it was a bit. Yeah. It was the beginning of Minnie being a bit annoying.
Oh my God. What's happened? She's gone
It's
back.
funny. Everyone says she's really quiet all the time, so I don't know. There's like, I feel like everyone, and I've heard like I'm pretty sure in like the where Art and they're like in Art's podcast or her videos where she's talked about it with other queens. I think she's been like they've been like, yeah, Minnie is normally really quiet, so I don't know why she's talking up this much. So I don't know if she's just doing it for the show.
Can I be absolutely honest with you? Or no, not honest, because I actually don't know if this is the truth or not. This is my opinion. Opinions are not fact. Opinions are subjective.
Yeah.
I think it's for the show because it's really forward and really, it's really uncomfortable. It's really uncomfortable. I've done things with perform with other singers or whatever, and some drag queens and actors and whatever. And I think sometimes they just feel like they have to put the performance has to be on even when you're not performing. I've had people
Yeah.
uncomfortably grab my hands and apologize for shit that I didn't know happened.
I
right. And it
actually, I
wasn't
think
you.
yeah.
Obviously, when I'm talking about this television show to you, I can say it's really uncomfortable, it's really annoying, and whatever. But when you're in that moment, you feel absolutely obliged to be so polite and be like, oh, it's fine. It's fine. Like, you feel like you
Yeah.
have to be engaged in it. So I feel for Aubrey Have, and I'm like, oh, fuck. She's been put in this really awkward social dynamic where she feels like she has to respond to something that probably didn't even happen.
Yeah.
In her world, you know what I mean?
I think too, like Courtney actors said, like before she did her season, like in season six, like she apparently the producers like sat with her and were like talk to her about like her story arc and things and like what she needs who she needs to be when she's there and like yeah, and she was more or less like, I just wanna be and she was like, I just wanna be myself and they were like, Oh no.
Yeah, I think they did the same
Yeah.
with Roxy as well.
Yeah. And I think even like I think other people already told her before she went on, they were like went on the show, they were like, You're gonna be a villain. Like you're Australian, so you're already like you're basically English, which is immediately villain. Yeah.
I remember when I did X Factor, it was a very similar thing. They wanted me to talk about a lot because there I didn't really talk about a lot of my life because I didn't really feel comfortable to do so. Like, I would tell them stuff on the offhand, but they were very much like, I remember them saying, they're like, we really want you to be the battered woman. Like, they wanted my story arc to be the battered woman. And like obviously because I grew up in a domestic violence, like my dad was very violent. And I'm just like, you know what? I don't really want to give him the acknowledgement.
Yeah.
And they didn't care, to be frank. Like they were just like, oh, you don't have to. They were just like, you don't have to talk about it, but I think it'd be really good for, you know, our viewers to see, you know, and that's their way of being like, you know, trying to get you to
Yeah.
talk about it. And I was just like, I don't want to give him any acknowledgement for anything that I succeed or fail in.
Yeah,
We get.
that's what they do. They don't really care about like whether it's good for you or not. They're like, we just want to get the drama out.
So RuPaul says to Molly Poppins that they're about to have the True Tea pageant, and she has to award sashes to the queens in certain categories. So the first category we have is the greatest competition. She gives that to Uruguay. I'm sorry, Uruguay. The next one is You Beauty, which is, I think that's the next one. Look, guys, I have
Yeah.
COVID. If it's out of sequence, whatever.
She has an excuse.
Queen Kong gets Ye Beauty. Spanky Jackson gets the Daggiest Queen. And Beverly Kills gets taken the piss, which means she's going home. What would do? Did you
Yeah.
agree with any of this? I thought it was very interesting how Molly Poppins did this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd probably do the same thing as she did, too. Like, the whole, like, I want to give it to this person, but I'm going to give it to this person because less drama.
So,
That's what she did with Beverly Kills, I think. I think she said, yeah, she wanted to give it to Minnie.
So just for our non-Australian slash Kiwi listeners, these terms are very Australian. I'm not sure if they're sort of Kiwi as well. So you beauty, pretty much like a very Aussie person would say that as like, oh, awesome or good or, you
Yeah.
know, hooray or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Daggiest doesn't mean bad. I'll flag that now. Doesn't mean that it's bad. But daggiest sort of means it's kind
It
of like,
technically means it's like sloppy dresser, basically.
yeah.
Like, so that's probably another slang. But
I the
like
way
if someone.
that I interpret the way that I interpret daggy is that it's not great, but it's charming. You know what I mean? So you look at something and you're just like I might make a dad joke, for example, and someone goes, oh, you're such a dag. Like it's silly, but I've got some sort of like charm that I'm still likable. Doesn't mean that it's bad. You know what I mean? It kind of just means silly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess if you were to say someone's a daggy dresser, you'd probably be like,
Kath and
it's not
Kim.
it, yeah. Or like, yeah. Or it's just like it's not necessarily bad, but it's just like, I don't know, it's messy a
It
little
could
bit.
also mean tongue in cheek as well.
Yeah.
There's a couple of things that I've worn out that are like tongue in cheek, and people go, oh, you're such a dag. It doesn't mean that's bad. It's just, you know.
Yeah.
And taking the piss. So taking the piss means that you're not quite taking it. So taking the piss means that you're not taking it seriously.
Yeah.
That's generally how we would use it anyway, where or you're
Or,
making a
yeah.
joke or
Are you
something.
making
Like,
a joke out of it? Or,
yeah, like
yeah.
if I say something to Adrian and he goes, are you kidding? And I'm like, no, I'm just taking the piss. That's what I mean. So really what it means is you're not quite taking it seriously. It doesn't necessarily. So saying like, oh, you're going home next, it's an okay context because, you know, there's been other things where it's like, oh my God, I can't believe that, like for example, if someone's like in your workplace and they don't turn up to work on time and they don't get all their work done or whatever, you're just like, oh my God, I can't believe this person still has a job. And you go, yeah, they're just fucking taking the piss.
Yeah, it's like it's a contextual one. Yeah,
Yes.
like if yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like they could be like joking around a lot and like, oh, they're always taking the piss.
I thought it was
Or
in.
that yeah, or like that. Yeah, like they're showing up late and like I don't think they're taking it seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Molly Poppins for her final choice. This is the bit that I guess kind of shows the social dynamic of the cast so far, where she looks for the last Sash taking the piss and says, "Now Aubrey Have is having a bad day, so I don't think it's fair to make it worse for her. And if I give it to Minnie Cooper, she's going to come for me and pound into me. So I'm just going to give it to Beverly Kills."
Yeah, it was sort of like she was like, I want to. Yeah, I guess essentially she was like, I want to give it to either of the two of them. But because I don't want the drama of that, I'm going to give it to Beverly Hills.
Not to sound like it's the coward's way out, but I would have done the same thing. I would have
Yeah, I
been like, you
totally
know
get it.
what?
It's
This is
just
too fucking hard.
you see potential drama, you see potential conflict, and you go, I can't be bothered dealing with that.
Yeah,
Yeah. That's what I'm like.
exactly. Yep. RuPaul turns around and says, "Right, everyone that has a sash, you're a team. And everyone without a sash, you're another team for this week's acting challenge."
This actually, this made me think of UK season 3, episode 1, 2. Episode 2, yeah, where we've got Crystal to do the basically the same thing. Except that time it didn't have a point.
Oh,
This
okay.
time it was like, this time they actually split their, or this time the like outcome of the giving them pageant or like pageant themes or whatever. I forget that one was like the same thing, but I don't remember if it was pageant sashes or not. But it was basically like the same thing with the like daggiest that, yeah. But yeah, that time there was no point to it. Then they were just like, get into teams or get into groups. Yeah, this time they actually made that. They were like, this is how we're splitting the teams.
So Molly Poppins there in the team with all the sashes, and she does bring it up and says, "I don't actually think that you're going home next. This is why I did it." And then Beverly sort of gets very, I think she likes indulging in this drama a little bit. She's like, "Oh, could you imagine if that happened? Because she would have come for you," and blah, 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 blah. And Queen Kong, being the adult of the group, says, "Guys, I get you've got differences. However, you got to respect her, because if it wasn't for her, we wouldn't be in this position." And then everyone awkwardly looks in somber.
Yeah. They all do the like look down of guilt or something like we want to keep bitching
I love when that
though.
happens in social groups where you're just like, "Oh my God."
It's
And
so
everyone's like,
funny.
and someone, and then you put that one person being like, "Hey, I don't think that's right. So, actually,
I love it.
yeah." Oh, God.
I occasionally love being the person to say the light thing. I always do it in such a light way, though. And then, like, I love when everyone does take it seriously, and I'm like, actually, I wasn't being that serious. I love pulling you all down into guilt. It's funny.
I will always say that being the serious person in those sort of social groups, depending on the scenario, it is always very brave.
Yeah.
And it's never really comfortable. We get to the green screen where they're actually doing the challenge now.
Queen Kong, I didn't think was doing very well.
No,
It
this
seemed like
was
a very
someone.
wrong character for her as well.
Yeah, I was thinking potentially this was like a miscast, but also you
Yeah.
can't control you can't control the characters that they have. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
there's only so many characters. I mean, yeah, maybe, yeah, it may just not be her strongest area as well, so maybe she was like, I'll just give that one a go.
This was a person. I felt like Queen Kong, Yuri Guy, especially,
Yeah, you're a guy as well.
they
Yeah.
were two queens that were like, "I hate acting. I don't want to act. Why are we acting? I always hate these challenges on Drag Race. I'm just gonna take it up the ass until it's over and done with. Like, cannot wait until it's done."
Yeah, you could tell that you could tell it's not their favorite thing.
No.
Like a Uruguay was very open about that.
Yeah, she's like, I hate this. Which, to be honest, I don't understand because, and someone can explain this to me. I don't understand it just because you're a drag queen, it is impersonation.
Yeah.
Right? So that's where I'm like, I know, like, oh, look, obviously that's a very blanket understanding. I know you have some queens that are like, my drag is my true self and blah, 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 blah. I understand that. But a
Yeah.
lot of it, a lot of these queens are, I am a man and I dress up as a woman and I am here to convince you that I am a woman. You know what I mean? So that to me is acting. So that's
I
where I'm
guess
like, I don't understand how this is like uncomfortable for, I don't know. In
I
saying that, I
feel like
also hate acting.
I feel like it's one of those like when you put the label acting on it, they go, I hate this. I don't know. It's something like I feel like it's something like that because it's like even though they are acting a lot of the time, I think it's just when they know I specifically have to be acting,
And
then they
also,
get like that. But I know there's a lot of musical theater people like that as well. I think they're really like they love the dance, they love the singing, but if you say like this is an acting script, they go, I hate this.
yeah.
I studied with a few people like that, and then it would go the same in the other directions as well. They'll be like, they hate the dancing, they love the singing and acting. Yeah,
Oh, that's a
it's a
common
thing.
theme here. They all love the singing. And that's why I'm so
Yeah.
lovable. Actually, you know what? When I realized that I tested positive, there was I started to get a little bit emotional because I'm like, this means I can't sing for about 4 weeks now. When
Yeah.
I'm one of these people that I pretty much sing 2 hours a day. The only time I don't is if my husband's home.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you probably don't. You probably can't never sing. You just have to be really take it really easy.
I'll probably take full vocal rest just
Yeah.
to give it a minute. I won't sing at all.
I just play it how you're feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't put this in the episode, but I reckon in terms of critiques, I wish they'd put in a little bit more of Reese and Michelle's critiques in the editing, because I feel like with the Down Under seasons in particular, I feel like they just pound through and they kind of delete a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, they only show so much.
Very tiny compared to like the American one, where that's pretty much the whole episode. You know what I mean? Well, that's
Yeah.
like a majority of the episode, because there was a when Pamara started reading her lines. She was talking in a really shitty American accent, and I actually
Yeah.
cringed straight away. And then it didn't happen again. So I wonder if,
I think
I
she still
wonder
did it when she made that joke, the cake joke.
if. Yeah.
Was that bad? Yeah, it's a bad joke in itself, but yeah, she still did it when she did. Yeah,
Yeah.
and yeah, it doesn't sound good.
Yeah, and the manager, I don't even know her. When she's like, manager, I don't even know her. I reckon that should have been
Yeah.
manager, I don't even know her, because that is very Australian. But I wonder if Michelle or Reese were like, hey, you're not American, don't do the accent, because this is you would know this going to musical theatre school. This is something that a lot of drama students in Australia do, and even when people make jokes, they put on American accents. I hate it. I hate it. Unless the character is American, don't try an American accent. Hate it.
Yeah. Plus, you do just meet a lot of Aussies that are really bad at American accents, is the
Oh,
thing.
just if you're making a joke or you're playing a character that has not been explicitly made to be American, don't fucking do it.
Yeah.
Dickhead.
Yeah, always, you always pick an accent. Pick one accent and stay there.
Yeah, your own. Hate it. I hate it. When
Yeah.
people
Or
are
if
like,
you're gonna be American the whole time.
oh, unless it's like a specific reference,
Doesn't
don't
really
try the
need to be.
fucking accent. Just
In this
pick your
case, don't
own.
do it though, because it's
Oh.
the whole point of this challenge and the way they've written it is that it's you're meant they're meant to be very stereotypically Aussie.
Yeah. They're meant to be, yeah, like Prisoner. This is,
Yeah.
you've ever watched Prisoner, and I don't like the original Prisoner. This is a rip-off of it.
Yeah.
I should have mentioned at the beginning, this acting challenge is
Or
a.
Wentworth. I mean, Wentworth is a spin-off of Prisoner.
Yeah. So for non-Aussie listeners, this challenge was referencing a show that was around in the 70s and 80s called Prisoner, where it was about it was pretty much about prisoners in an all-female prison.
Yeah.
And you had a couple of gay characters in there, which was very taboo at the time.
Yeah, it's quite big.
You watch Prisoner now and you're just like, oh my God, this is so shonky. This is not believable, blah, 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 blah. It was a different time. But if about 5 years ago they started doing, I think it was about 5 years ago, they did like
Bit longer, but
a
yeah.
reboot of it called Wentworth, where they changed some of, and that is incredible. That's very good.
It's very good. It's actually quite big, Wentworth too, actually. I think it's because it's all on like paid streaming, and it's
Yeah, I think it's on Foxtel.
yeah, I think I'm pretty sure it's actually gone a bit global, Wentworth. At the very least, England, it'd be big.
I think Prisoner was actually big in the UK as well, because it sort of
Yeah.
came out just before Neighbours and Home and Away and all those sort of things, but Prisoner was very adult for its time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like a lot of the big actors that were in Prisoner, I think they do like cameos and different like villain characters on Home and Away and Neighbours
Yes.
where people would be like, "That's her."
We finished up the film. Oh, wait. But who did you think was going to do really, really well? I didn't ask you.
Oh, Hannah Conda and Minnie.
Yeah, I thought they were the standout ones.
They were smashing it.
Yes. Spanky, I wasn't sure because they were like, which accent are you sticking to? So that could have worked one of two ways. I wasn't
Yeah,
sure how that was going to go.
Spanky's team weren't doing that well, so it was hard to tell.
No, that was a little bit of a mess, the way that they edited it together. We're back in the workroom. It's elimination day. And
Yeah.
my eyes, by this point of the episode, really, really strained and
They're
sprained.
just gonna keep rolling, 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 rolling.
Rolling, 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 rolling.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So, all right. Sean, let's open with you. What we're referring to is Minnie saying, look, I just wanted to say to my team and say to these guys that, I have dyslexia and I don't really share that very often with anybody. And then Pomora scuffs and laughs because the joke is she's heard her say it a trillion times at this point.
Yeah.
And Minnie
It seemed.
Cooper says, you are laughing at my disability. I don't think it's funny. I can't believe you're laughing at my disability. And Pomara says, I'm not laughing at your disability. And Aubrey Have says, she's not laughing at your disability. And then Minnie claps back to Aubrey and says, but it is a disability. And everyone's like, no. We know it's a disability. What we're laughing at, or what Pomara was laughing at, is that you just said that you don't share it very often, but she's heard this about 38 times now. That was the joke. It just wasn't a po it was a poorly timed joke. And Hannah Conda is in the confessional just going, oh my God, we had peace and now it's all erupted all over again. Sean, I'm going to open with you. What are your thoughts? Have I summarized this? Are you happy with my summary?
You summarized it very well. Yeah.
Fantastic.
That covers it all.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it was one of those moments where it was like, I mean, to me, it felt very obvious what Pomora Fifth was laughing at.
You thought
I mean,
so? Okay. Interesting.
I thought it was obvious, but I mean, I agree with Hannah, though. It was like a moment where it's like, I would probably be the same as Hannah. I'd be standing there not laughing, but I'd probably be thinking what Pamora is thinking, but I wouldn't actually be laughing. I'd be like, yeah, I mean, it's one of those, you don't actually laugh at the joke in the moment. Moments, you just leave it. Yeah. Because obviously it was actually sensitive to Minnie.
What made you think
Even
that?
though, well, because then Min yes, because then Minnie blows it way out of proportion.
Oh my God.
And then decide, yeah. And then when everyone tries to explain to what explain to Minnie of what she is laughing at, of what Pamora is laughing at, then she starts to make it into a whole other thing.
I
Yeah. So I would pretty much just be Hannah, and I'll be staying there going,
Yeah.
putting my hand over my face.
This, in my view, is a fantastic example of what miscommunication looks like.
Yeah, it is.
Pamora just laughed at the wrong time. But there was nothing to say that she was laughing at the disability. Look, okay. Listeners, I can say this as someone who does actually have a disability. Now, this response really, really hurt my eyes. Because then Minnie got very upset about it, which, I'm not here to say that she's not entitled to be upset. If she's interpreted it
Yeah.
that way, that's her interpretation. Okay? That's all, But to turn around to somebody and say, now you need to apologize and acknowledge that what you said was inappropriate, that's a
Yeah.
bit that really hurt my eyes. Because I'm like, okay, yes, you are older than her. However, you are not her mother. And that is not
Yeah,
your child.
it was very that. It was like, ugh. Don't tell someone you owe me an apology and do it now.
Yeah.
Like,
She gave me the
it's
response. She gave me, it reminded me of, not, I'm not, also, I'm not saying that you can talk to your children like that, but she's trying to educate her in a
yeah, she
very,
was doing it like she's an authority figure, a authority figure, like
which
a
she's
parent
not,
teacher or yeah.
which
Yeah,
she's
or her
not.
superior in some way. Like, you're not her superior, you're not her supervisor. Like,
Oh, it was just,
if she wants to apologize, just let her apologize.
it reminded me of like, whenever I've been around my friends who have kids and one of the kids is messing up, like, whether they're, teasing another kid or they're not sharing or they're just, whatever, and the parent goes, mate, you're being absolutely ridiculous and this is why you need time out. And I would, or whatever. It just really rubbed me up the wrong way. I'm just like, she doesn't need to be told because she had apologized. She said, look, I'm sorry, that's not what I meant. What I meant was this. I
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. It's, oh my God. I don't want to say she's overly sensitive because I understand that is very derogatory to say that someone is very sensitive. But I'm just like, dude, it almost came across as a way she, it almost looked like she deliberately misinterpreted the joke.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like, dude. Oh my God.
She sort of just is, yeah, it was almost like she just chose to fly off the handle.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Because then Aubrey Hague goes, she wasn't laughing at the disability. And then she turns around and goes, it is a disability. I'm like, no one said
Yeah.
it isn't a disability. That is not what anyone said.
Yeah, it didn't even like what Aubrey said then. It was like, how do you misinterpret that to mean that? I don't
That is
get how
not what.
that.
Oh my
Yeah.
God. Wait,
Like,
that
you were
is
very, it
not.
seemed like she was very ready to have. It seems like she was very ready to fight in this moment.
Yeah, I'm just like, that is not what anyone said.
Yeah, and in the moment she laughed, it was right after she said, I know I don't say it often. That's clearly what she was laughing at.
Yeah, should Pamora have laughed? No.
Yeah,
But,
she should have just left it, but
yeah, she's like,
yeah.
sorry, that's not what I meant.
Yeah, or just paid her out for it in one sentence later. Like,
Oh, fuck. Yeah, but Minnie just fucking blowing it up. My mate, sit down. Sit down. That's what I would have said. Sit down. That's a very Aussie thing. Sit down. Have you ever done that to someone?
Like, sit down.
Yeah.
I love to say take it easy. That's my
Take it
just take it
easy.
easy,
That is
mate.
not Australian at all. I ordered some KFC before just so I was prepped for the podcast because it keeps you, if you've got like the flu or something, the salt and the grease, it'll strip out all the mucus. And obviously the chips are very salty, so I thought that's good just before the recording. But obviously because it's chicken, but also just anything that's edible, both the cat and the dog, Beth from Canada's season two, is up on the table. And London, my dog, is at my feet, sitting down, waiting for chicken, like, just being annoying and running around as I'm carrying the chicken in. And I turned to both of them and said, "You fucking sit down. Sit down."
Sit
And they both know. They went up
down.
and walked.
We used to have a high school teacher, actually. She was hilarious, but she used to always be like, stand, she used to just make everyone stand up to then just tell everyone to sit
Sit
down.
down.
She'd do it all the time. She'd like, stand up, you nine, sit down. She was a crack up. Yeah, I love that.
It's very Darrow, but I normally, if I've ever heard a parent say that to their kids, I'm just going, "Oh, she's a real Darrow," or "They're a real Darrow." But I kind of figure I can say it's my dog and my cat and dog because it's a cat and a dog. They only know certain words.
Yeah.
Anyway, so while they're getting ready, jokes aside, we get some more serious content, some empathy, some
Yeah, this was nice. Yeah, sorry,
yeah.
between Spanky and you're a guy.
Spanky and Ha Spanky Jackson and Hannah Conda, if there was miscongeniality, these bitches are like fighting it out for miscongeniality right now, I'm telling you.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Because you're a guy, this is talking about how her family, I don't think she uses the word reject her, but they don't support her sexuality or her drag, which is very upsetting. I fucking hate that this is still a thing. Every time I
Yeah, they
see
were.
this,
Yeah, I
I'm
think she was saying they come from like a religious, and obviously a non-accepting religious community. Let's say that.
well, what were your, because you, if you don't mind, and you can tell me to stop, and I'll obviously edit it out. Like when you came out to your parents, because you were raised Christian, very conservative
Yes.
Christian, what was their response? And what's your relationship with them now?
Well, I guess I'm lucky because my parents, like, they, I think they were like, the church we went to itself is very intense, but my parents always just kind of, they're always very open-minded people anyway. They don't like they just attend on a Sunday and like that's pretty much it. They kind of do their own thing in life. But yeah, which I think I did. I pretty much knew that. Knew that they were going to be accepting before I came out to them anyway. It was really, but yeah, the yeah. So I think I was fine with my parents. It was really just the leave. It was really just getting myself out of the church that was the only thing that was my actual issue.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
think
but
a
yeah,
lot
coming
of,
out to my parents was pretty easy.
yeah, I think it's a hard position to be in from somebody that, like, if you are somebody that you are of a certain faith, but it's not something that you've been taught to believe in. Like, I'm not saying it's right, that's not what I'm saying, but I can understand where it can be very difficult because a lot of the time they just like he made like Yuri guy made a comment where they were like, "Oh, there's something wrong with him. We know we can get you help if you're gay." And I think that was a lot of the stigma for a long time. People just thought, "Oh, well, you must be gay because he got abused or this or that, the other." And that's
Yeah.
actually not, that's not the case. It's just a coincidence. It's not a symptom. You know what it's not a it's not a symptom.
Yeah, that's how they used to talk at the church I went to. They were very like, yeah, they'd be like, you can speak. Like, the main thing they would say is, like, if you have these thoughts, you could speak to a leader or someone. But yeah, it was never like, you are fine. Yeah, it always makes me think of Bendelacrem whenever there's an insect thing. I'm just like, Bendelacrem, immediately.
Have there been insect themes before?
I don't think the whole theme has been insects, but
Right.
it's been like,
Okay.
maybe it's been like animals. Yeah, it was animals that time.
Yeah.
I think when Bendelacrem was a fry, it was animals, I
I'm not
think.
too sure about New Zealand, but Australia is absolutely known for having a lot of creepy crawlies. So I was like, yes. I was very excited. What's your favorite
Yeah,
Australian insect,
we're
Sienna?
well known for our insects, aren't we?
Funnel
We
web
are well known for
spiders will
insects.
fucking fuck you up. White tip spider will absolutely fuck you up. Redback. I went to work with someone that was sitting on a chair and a redback bit them, and they were sick for like a week.
Yeah. I feel like they talk up redbacks as being like as being poisonous, but I think it's only like where they bite you and
They
how big they are.
can kill you, but it's actually quite rare. And they're
Yeah.
very, yeah, but the spider you need to fucking watch out for is the funnel web, because I haven't known people personally, but I've heard of people where they've found a funnel web in their house and they've tried to just scoop it up in a cup and wait for the wildlife people to come and get it. 'Cause in Australia, I don't know if they do this in other countries. I think they would, but in Australia, it's very common. It's common knowledge that if you find a snake in your yard or a spider that's not, your standard daddy long legs or whatever, or huntsmen that are not venomous to people or not dangerous to people, you need to call wires or someone like that, and they'll actually come and collect it. And the reason why they collect it is because they want to extract the venoms. They don't kill it or anything like that. They look after it for the rest of its life, and they extract the venom because then they make anti-venom out of it. So then if people do get bitten, then they've got the correct anti-venom to treat it. But
Yeah.
I've heard of people where, they've found a funnel web in their house and they've just, haven't, they've barely touched it. They've literally just scooped it up into a like a container, but they've touched some of the material that's come from the spider on the container, and they've just flared up being very, very sick, and they haven't even like touched the spider.
Wow, yeah.
They're fucking really bad. And what you'll know it's a funnel web because as soon as you see it, they'll actually sit very still, and they'll show their fangs straight up, and their prongs will go up in the air. They're fucking
Yeah.
scary. They will fuck you up. You've only got an hour to live if they bite you.
Yeah, they're scary.
They're very
But I've never
common
seen.
in Sydney, but you don't. But they're not common getting into your house. Generally, it's like you need to make like it's always in I don't know if you were encouraged as a child, Sean, but we are always encouraged, don't leave things in the backyard. Just keep the backyard clear, mainly so then like if they because snakes and spiders and things, they'll always like go under there.
Yeah, like if you leave shoes outside, don't just put them on.
Yes. Don't ever just put your shoes back on if you've left them outside. You need to tip them upside down, put gloves on, tip them upside down, bang them against the house or whatever to make sure there's nothing in there and potentially spray it out. Like we never leave shoes outside for that reason.
Yeah.
Don't be fucking stupid, Brenda. The way that I've explained that it makes out is if you come to Australia and you're just gonna die walking down the street. That doesn't happen. It's just more like I always bug
It's
bomb
pretty
my
fun. I
house
mean,
every 3 months. Alexa tells me every 3 months to bug bomb the house. But anyway, what was your favorite runway?
we didn't touch on the guest judge
Oh my God, yes, Lucy
or Rue's
Lawless.
look. Yeah, Lucy Lawless.
Shook's the same.
Yeah, it's more like Lucy Ageless.
Oh my God, Sean. Did you watch Xena the Warrior Princess as a child?
Oh yes, definitely. And she looks the same. Yeah.
I never
Ever.
liked any of those shows, but I love Xena the Warrior Princess, and she looks exactly the same.
Yeah, Xena was great. It was like one of the first of those series as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lucy, oh, yeah, Xena and Hercules. I
Yes.
remember them when they were on.
Yep.
Yeah,
Oh,
classics.
what a
And yeah,
fucking
every time
child.
she's been in another show as well, it's always been like, damn, she looks the same. Like all up till now, it's always been there. It's always been that. She's stunning.
So beautiful. So, your favorite runway?
I think Hannah Condo's was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
She looks great. Oh, and Yuri Guys.
Yeah, they were my favorites too. Any
Yeah.
bad runways?
Actually, weren't that many that I like disliked this time.
Okay.
I feel like otherwise they're all just kind of like middle of the line safe for me a bit.
I think Molly Poppins had the worst look, but it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
I
That's
thought
what I was
what she
feeling.
said
Like
in.
it. What? Oh yeah. I think I know what you're gonna say. Like the ordered it, ordered online, and what you get delivered.
Has that ever happened to you where you've ordered something online and it's, oh, actually, I didn't like Pomara Fifth's either. I know she was meant to be a cicada, but like, yeah, and it wasn't bad. It was just there were other like outfits that stood out, which is going to happen because, it's competition. It's always going to be, exactly
Yeah.
that competition. So it wasn't bad. It was still good.
Yeah, it's yeah, this time I feel like it was like no one was like bad. It was just yeah, others were better.
Yep. Yep,
Yeah,
yep.
and even Spanky upped her game.
I actually quite liked Spanky's. You could argue that it was a leotard with bits on it, but it was really tongue in cheek and really chic. It was tongue in cheek, it was fun, it was
Her
remind like
proportions were
very
better this time.
yeah, it was 20s, it was beautiful. But I think my favorite I think it's Hannah Conda. Yuri Guy was amazing as well. But Hannah Conda, she came out and I was just like, oh,
Yeah, it
it
was like the
was
whole.
so beautiful.
Yeah, she made it like very glam and yeah, and beautiful. And like the
I
makeup with a makeup and the hair along with like the fur and yeah.
You know what it sort of reminded me of? Thumbelina.
It was sort of like she did like a it was almost like semi pro like prohibition 1920s stylish,
Yeah.
but yeah, but with the like yeah, Thumbelinery sort of yeah.
Now the runways are finished, and now they're playing the final version of the challenge. Who did you think did really well?
Oh, who did well? Oh, yeah, definitely Hannah Condo and Minnie. They
Yeah.
smashed it.
Yeah.
Spanky did well. Pomara Fifth.
Yeah, I think Molly Poppins did incredibly well as well.
Yeah, she did good too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beverly Hills didn't do bad. But I think the best ones were Hannah Conda and Minnie Cooper, but they were
Yeah,
very
they were.
matched. They were very equal to each other. So I
Yeah,
don't
they
know
were.
how you would pick a definitive winner out of those two because they were just
Yeah.
at each other's level.
Yeah, they were. They were very much like in sync
Yeah.
as a duo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aubrey Hape, I actually didn't think she was that bad, but yeah. In watching it, but yeah. She wasn't funny. She wasn't funny, but I didn't actually think she was that bad.
Yeah, I was yeah, we can get into that in a sec. Spanky cracked me up. I think she was the clear winner in the sense that she was working with herself, like she was still playing with the other players, but I think Minnie and Hannah, they were more of a duo than actually just playing with everyone else. So I understand why Spanky would have won as being like, the challenge overall, because they need to pick one winner. But the three of them were fantastic. So I have absolute confidence that any other acting challenges that the three of those queens do together, it's going to be gold, because they just did so well. They just really, they really threw the hammer at the wall.
Yeah, I think
I
Primara Fifth did well for herself as well, being in both groups. I
Yeah,
think yeah,
that's true, because she had to play with both groups.
she's shown herself as a strong contender now as well.
Yeah, I would say her performance was safe compared to the others. It was nowhere near the level
It
of,
wasn't the funniest character, but yeah.
no, it was nowhere near the level that, Hannah, Minnie, and Spanky were giving you, but it was
Yeah.
still very, very good. The clear bottoms to me, without looking at the critiques and just looking at the visual, absolutely Queen Kong, totally in the bottom. Yuri Guy
Yeah.
absolutely was not good. You could
Yeah.
tell that both these queens were just like, I don't feel comfortable doing this. I'm doing it because I've been told I have to do it.
Yuriko actually she wasn't as bad as what I thought she was gonna be, but the main thing was like she couldn't hold a look anywhere. It was like screen acting 101. You need to pick an eye line and stay there for moments, but she just kept looking everywhere. Like
Yeah.
unless you're playing manic nervous.
Yeah.
Unless you're playing like extremely nervous character or someone that's like freaking out, you need to look in one direction.
Yeah. The character wasn't staying on track. It was really
Yeah.
going another. It was physically distracted. Like the character was physically distracted and going other places that it wasn't meant to. Whereas I think Aubrey Have, I don't actually think she was the worst. I think I'm just talking about the challenge itself, like the maxi challenge, not the runway.
Yeah.
I think where Aubrey Have went wrong, she did get stuck. She was too on track with that character. So there was no transition into different scenes. She stayed at the station. She didn't go to the next destination. I think that was the
Yeah.
problem, because she stayed as this, like, oh, I hate this. Oh, I hate this place. Oh, I hate this. That was the level that she was on the whole time.
Yeah.
There was no other level for her to go to. She just stayed there. So I think she started off quite well, but then when you get to like the escape scene and then, all the other scenes after that, I think that was the last scene that she was in. It just didn't quite
Yeah.
go anywhere.
I will give it to her. She was given the character I wouldn't want. Because
Yeah, those
it's
characters
very,
always suck.
yeah, it's that the leading la it's the leading lady character. You never want it.
No.
It's boring.
Yeah. People
Yeah.
always think that they want it, but after doing a couple of shows, that's not the character that you really want. I always want the now I always want like the gross characters. We're in Untucked now, and my eyes are far out. I'm wearing, there's an issue where if I'm wearing glasses, my eyes are still strained. This was
Your eyes
crazy.
were spinning around.
This
Move out of their way.
was awful. This was awful. I
Yeah.
hated this whole thing. I really hated this because we have unprompted, from what we can see on TV. Again, I'm commenting as a TV viewer. You have Minnie Cooper being like, you really hurt me when you made fun of my disability. So I'm
The
gonna.
worst part is she made her apologize for it before, and then apparently she hasn't accepted that apology.
Oh my God. She turns around and says, "Now, all those years ago, I coached you in a talent show, and I didn't tell you back then, but I really didn't like it." And Pamora's like, "You know what? Gloves off. You were telling people that you're fine with me doing drag. You're just not happy that I get paid for it." And then Minnie Cooper says, "Well, you know what? That's not me doing the shady thing. That's the people that told you being shady for telling you that. That telling
Yeah,
you that I said
or she
that."
said because she was joking in context or whatever. But yeah.
And then Minnie goes, "You
It's
know
very
what?"
backtracky.
And then Minnie goes, "You know what? Let's hug it out and move on." I would not hug her.
Yeah.
This
Especially
was.
because she brought something up from a few years ago for her to then be like, "You'll actually you." Yeah, actually you were the one that said something bad.
And can I say this as look, and I respect Minnie as an artist because I have seen her a few times. She's a great drag queen. I'm saying this as somebody that has mentored people in performance. I've put students through HSC. I've had, I've worked with people where I've given them like, tools and resources and workshopped and, I feel like when I'm teaching or if I have a res or if I'm mentoring, I have a responsibility to be honest with that person and really just let them know what's not working and what is working. And if I can't quite see what is working, then we problem solve and workshop together until we have a great result that is presentable. So the fact that she's like, years later, when I was helping you with this talent show, I didn't like it. That really pisses me off because I'm like, well, that's actually not her fault. That's on you for not being responsible and saying something about it. So now what you've done is you've gone on national or international television and said, you know what? All those years ago, I thought you were shit, but I'm a nice person, so I didn't tell you. So I'm going to tell you now how shit you were.
Yeah,
And then when
it's a
it
bit of
comes
a
out that
it's a
she's
bit
been
low.
telling other queens, when then it comes out that she's been telling other people that she says that she's shit and shouldn't be paid for it, then she's like going, well, you know what? The other people shouldn't be saying that and just fucking gaslighting people and just taking away blame that she said some really shitty things behind her back. Have I summed that up correctly or?
I mean, pretty much. Her defense was she was joking. Which
Well,
I'm like, okay, sure. I mean, I get that is how drag queens joke. So yeah, I could see that. But
But you know what? I've
it was
met one
like
too many
it
people.
was one of those like you brought it up. You brought it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually that
When
sums it up.
start
Like
something you
you
can't
brought this
finish.
up. Well, like why would you bring this up for you? Yeah. I'm like yeah, I just feel like I
She's
can't.
probably lovely. She's probably really, really lovely. I just don't think that it's not cool. To be like, hey, so all those years ago, I didn't say anything, but we're on TV, so now I'm going to say it. Just out of
Yeah.
nowhere. Now out of nowhere. I'm just
Oh,
like,
this.
dude,
Yeah.
mean, no one actually said anything, but I'm just on that we could see, because obviously that would have been heavily edited. That conversation probably went for half an hour, and we've only seen a minute and a half of it. But I would have said, I would have said, like, mate, you mentored me. Why didn't you say something then? Or
Yeah.
I would have just gone, okay, well, that's your opinion. Whatever. But I can't blame Pamara for firing up. So, my mate,
Yeah, it was understandable.
I got the vibe with the history. I got the impression that these two haven't liked each other for a long time. And they've just been tiptoeing around it for fuck knows how long.
Don't know. I don't know. It's hard to tell because Pomaro is just like I've known her for 8 years, and like she's never this loud. So I don't know if they just work together well normally, but. All of a sudden, Minnie's saying all this stuff. She's like, all right.
I don't know, but like.
Yeah. Because, like, Minnie, yeah, from the way they paint, the way other queens have described Minnie, it sounds like she's normally like pretty chill to work with. So I don't know, it's just all of a sudden she's saying these things and it's like, really?
It's interesting that other
Yeah.
queens are saying this is very out of the norm
Yeah, it is
for her.
interesting that,
Yeah,
but
but they awkwardly hug it out, and Pamara doesn't look like she wants to hug her, but she's like, "We're on fucking TV. We need to have a resolution. I'm just gonna hug this idiot."
oh yeah.
Meanwhile, I would have been like, "No, you can't demand that I hug you." It goes back to that whole, it looks like it's parenting. Now, what do you say? Sorry. Okay. Now, did you want to hug your brother? Okay. Great. Now we can all have ice cream. That's what it reminded me of. And
Yeah,
I hate that.
I get the impression Pamara is a pretty good sport, so she's just gonna be like, she's just gonna be like, yeah, whatever, it's fine. Like she's a brush it off, she'll brush it off.
I
But yeah,
would have, when I was
yeah,
younger, I would have.
I'd be annoyed.
I would, back in the day, I probably would have done the same thing. But now, if someone did that to me, I'd be like, I mean, I'm not against hugging you, but I'm not going to fake it. So just give me some space. Thanks. And if they try to push it, I'd be like, don't try and push me. I'm not into the immediate peacemaker. If you try and make peace with me in a way that seems pressed, I'm just like, no. Like Adrian's dad a couple of weeks ago, he pissed me off, so I went into another room, and then he goes, "Oh, I'm trying to make peace," and I'm like, oh, I can't remember what he's doing. He's trying to give me chips. I'm like, I don't want chips. And then he came back into the room that I was in. He's like, "I really want to give you some chips." I'm like, "I don't want chips." And he's like, "I'm just trying to be the peacemaker here." And I just turned to him. I said, "I think the best decision for you to make would be to leave this room and not speak to me for quite some time. And when I'm ready to speak to you, I'll open my mouth and say something." And he looked at me and he goes, "Okay." And then he left. We're fine now. We get to the lip sync, and the bottom two have been announced as Queen Kong and Aubrey Hay. Do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was what I expected from the critiques the judges gave. Like,
I
I think
understand the
part of.
destination. I think they saw it as, I think if Aubrey Habe had delivered her runway better, I think she would, I don't think she would have been in the bottom.
Yeah, me too. I think they based it off of an overall runway and the challenge
I think it's fair
this
if that's
time.
how they've truly judged it, because the runway was clunky. It was just too many ideas.
Yeah, it was like it looked good, but the execution of things didn't work out.
It was just,
Yeah.
too much stuff, and there was no smooth transition. So I just don't think she needed the chiffon to come out from the back.
Yeah. And I didn't the suitcase thingy probably didn't even need to happen. Like if she hadn't tried it. Yeah,
Now,
if she simply just left that,
yeah,
probably would have been better.
that's what I thought too. Or she could have just stopped it there, and I think that would have been enough.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't deny Yuri Guy's runway was just,
It was very good.
yeah, it was fucking mad.
It was art.
Yeah. Now, do you know this song?
Of course. Did I know it was Australian? Actually, at some point, I think I
Please,
had heard this was
stop, stop, stop,
Australian.
stop, stop. Okay. The Divinals, I Touch Myself, you didn't know it was an Australian song.
I think at some point I did hear this was Australian, come to think of
What
it.
point during the episode?
No. No,
Oh,
in
fuck.
life.
Who are you? Can I get a new co-host that's actually Australian, please? Fuck.
Well, this song This song is very global. Like, everyone knows this song.
Oh, mate. Oh, Chrissy was the fucking best. She's one of my idols. I love her. Sean's like, I don't know who she is because, oh, mate, that has just blown me for a. Why am I surprised? What? Chrissy Amphlett, fucking one of the sexiest, I don't care what anyone says, she was one of the sexiest female singers that have ever graced this earth. Watching her sing, I question my sexuality. Her hair, her mouth, she was like the fem she was kind of like a female Mick Jagger. I see Sean reaching for his phone.
Someone there, you don't have a camera on.
What's that got to do with me?
I
Hang
should
on.
turn my
Mate,
camera off.
don't gaslight me. You not knowing that the Divinals were from Australia has got nothing to do with me leaving my camera on. You are the Mini Cooper of this podcast right now.
Well, maybe I should turn my camera off then.
You can if you want. I mainly turned it off because this camera on this laptop, the camera's in the bottom left-hand corner of the laptop and it's also sideways. It's very weird. But oh my God, the Divinals are one of my favorite bands of all time. She passed away about 10 years ago with breast cancer. And I remember she was campaigning to have I Touch Myself as the I guess ambassador song for breast cancer awareness, because she's like, women should be checking themselves every single day. And they didn't do it because they were just like, oh, it's so controversial because everyone knows it's not what she's singing about. And I'm like, but for the context of how you diagnose, how you reach a
I
diagnosis
mean,
of breast cancer, it is relevant.
you do have to touch yourself.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
But the
literally.
Divinals had
Yeah.
classics such as I'll Make You Happy, Science Fiction, All the Boys in Town. That is an just incredible. I think
I'm gonna do some of
I
those songs.
they did a tour in 2003, I think it was, as like a bit of a reunion tour, and I really wanted to go, but I was having my first operation on my chest, and I couldn't go. And I was heartbroken when she passed away. Oh, the Divinals. So Australian
That's
as
right.
fuck.
Oh, that's why I knew. That's right, because my acoustic duo, we do All the Boys in Town. It's one of the it's one of the pub classics we do. That's right. And then I do remember seeing, yeah, I Touched Myself, and I was like, oh, it's them. Great. Look,
Can
no one
we?
knows everything about every artist.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying we're hosting it.
Even though I have a Bachelor of Music.
You have a Bachelor of Music. You're Australian. Fuck.
Pretty sure there was an Australian music
Oh my
thing
God.
at some point, but I was a music theater major, so we studied stupid shit.
I think this is going to be a common theme where every week I'm like, oh my God, this insert Australian artist. And you're like, I just don't think it was a good choice because they're not Australian. Then I'll be like, they're fucking Australian. What do
I did it once.
mean? Oh shit. Oh man. Anyway, let's move on. I'll try not to judge you anymore. What do you think of this lip sync? I actually think this song would be quite difficult to lip sync to.
Actually thought it was a hard, yeah, it was a hard one, especially. It felt like they were throwing Queen Con a difficult one as well, because
Yeah, I
she's
thought the same
you would
thing.
I've seen her like I've seen footage of her doing like dancey stuff, and like she's definitely a stunt queen, like, so it was like, oh, they're giving her this one,
Yeah, because this
but
song is.
she made it work though.
Yeah. I
Oh,
think.
the winner, don't forget the winner.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, I'll go
We
back a
could go
bit.
back, we could
I'll
go
go
back to
back a bit,
that.
but I'm not editing this. I'm not editing it back. because everyone needs to hear the full, the full bullying.
I mean, I thought we were done with it and talking about the lip sync, but apparently we're back to the bullying.
No, we're gonna go back to the bullying.
Well, the thing is, even though I asked you to hug me, no, I'm gonna pull a mini about it.
Well, no, that would be me being like, well, now let's hug. Let's hug. Say that you're sorry. It was inappropriate that you didn't know they were Australian.
Say you're sorry.
Now, Spanky Jackson wins a challenge.
Yeah,
She won
and
some
she wore
money.
tights.
She wore some tights. That's what got her over the line.
Yeah,
No. Nah.
win.
Kudos to her.
Yeah,
Good.
happy for her. We like Spanky.
Okay. Now we get to the lip sync. Maybe this is a good opportunity for you to start again. So they're lip syncing to I Touch Myself by the Divinyls.
An Australian rock band formed in Sydney in 1980.
The band was born in 1980.
They were formed in Sydney, Melanie.
Sorry. Sorry, my
Which
ears are
I
getting
did not read off of my phone.
I gig with this song quite a bit, and I'll be honest, it's not my favorite Divinyl song to sing to because you can't, like, it's actually quite slow paced. It's one of these
It
songs
is.
that it's great to listen to, but actually singing it, I wouldn't say it's a lot of fun to sing just because you don't really have a lot of, because if you try and make it a bit, I've tried to make it really, I've tried to throw some gymnastics in there and it doesn't quite work because that's not what the song is. So I think when you're performing it, you do feel like you have to hold back a little bit. So that's where I felt for these queens having to lip sync it because you can still have a lot of fun with it as a lip syncer, but it is a very difficult song to make.
There's only so much you could do with it.
Yeah,
Yeah,
because if you went
you could
crazy with
only throw like you could only do like a little subtle thing to
the.
change it up. But yeah, you couldn't do a lot. Cause you kind of got to stick to. Yeah, it's one of those ones you have to stick to the melody for the most part.
I actually think Hannah Conda took the words right out of my mouth. That must have been while she was kissing me. When she said, "That's not an Australian song, by the way." I'm just telling you. Anyway, don't worry. Never mind. If anyone else gets a joke, just let us know. But
I heard, yeah, I picked up on the reference.
you're just like, I heard it, but it wasn't funny. So. But Hannah Conda actually took the words right out of my mouth when she said that it was kind of hard to tell who was going to win. And I tend to agree. It was actually quite hard because it was only when they got to the towards the like the second, like the pre-chorus, the last pre-chorus, where Aubrey Have started pretending to touch herself and Queen Kong did this fucking epic thing that I've never seen on Drag Race before, where she jumps in the air, does a twirl, and then rolls on the ground. What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's what got her to win the lip sync because overall it was actually very even Stevens.
Yeah, I was watching it being like, I wonder when if she's gonna pull a stunt, 'cause she is a stunt. I've seen her like some of the clips she's posted on TikTok and other things like she's an acrobatic stunt girl. She's very
Oh,
she's got tricks.
yeah. I did feel for Aubrey Have because I would have liked to have seen her stay a bit longer. I think literally the only thing that got her in this position was that Yuri Guy's runway was better.
Yeah, I think so too.
That was the only
Yeah.
thing.
Yeah, it's a bummer. But I guess, yeah, someone has to go home. It always happens.
Yeah, that's the reality. Someone's always got to go home, so it may as well be you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that wraps episode two. I know we were chatting for a while today. Here I was being like, oh, I'm not well, and we need to just keep plowing through, but We had a quite an ample conversation. It was a great episode.
Yeah, good episode.
Despite the fucking unnecessary drama, but from a reality TV perspective, it was perfect.
The producers are like, thank you, Queens. That's
Thank
what
you,
we are.
Collins.
Yeah, and then they're like, do you think that was so awful what they did?
But anyway, good chat, Sean.
Good chat, Melanie.
I look forward to next week's comedy challenge where potentially Anaconda bombs or doesn't. Who knows? Let's find out.